ജ്ഞാനതിമിരാന്തസ്യാജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയാ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. ശ്രീഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരിഃ ഓം. ഓഷധയഃ സപുംസവോഷധയവോഷധയഃ സംവദന്തേ വദന്തേ സവോഷധയവോഷധയഃ സംവദന്തേ സംവദന്തേ വദന്തേ സകും സംവദന്തേ സോമേന സോമേന വദന്തേ സകും സംവദന്തേ സോമേന വദന്തേ സോമേന സോമേന വദന്തേ വദന്തേ സോമേന സഹ സഹ സോമേന വദന്തേ വദന്തേ സോമേന സഹ സോമേന സഹ സഹ സോമേന സോമേന സഹ രാജ്ഞാ രാജ്ഞാ സഹ സോമേന സോമേന സഹ രാജ്ഞാ സഹ രാജ്ഞാ രാജ്ഞാ സഹ സഹ രാജ്ഞാ രാജ്ഞേതി രാജ്ഞാ യസ്മൈ കരോതി കരോതി യസ്മൈ യസ്മൈ കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ കരോതി യസ്മൈ യസ്മൈ കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ കരോതി കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തന്തം ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ കരോതി കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തം ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തന്തം ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തകും രാജന് രാജന്തം ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തകും രാജന് തകും രാജന് രാജന്തം തകും രാജന് പാരയാമസി പാരയാമസി രാജന്തം തകും രാജന് പാരയാമസി രാജന് പാരയാമസി പാരയാമസി രാജന് രാജന് പാരയാമസി പാരയാമസീതി പാരയാമസി. ഓഷധയഃ സകും വദന്തേ സോമേന സഹ രാജ്ഞാ യസ്മൈ കരോതി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്തകും രാജന് പാരയാമസി. കൃഷ്ണഃ കരോതി കരോതി കൃഷ്ണഃ കൃഷ്ണഃ കരോതി കല്യാണം കല്യാണം കരോതി കൃഷ്ണഃ കൃഷ്ണഃ കരോതി കല്യാണം കരോതി കല്യാണം കല്യാണം കരോതി കരോതി കല്യാണം കംസ കംസ കല്യാണം കരോതി കരോതി കല്യാണം കംസ കല്യാണം കംസ കംസ കല്യാണം കല്യാണം കംസ കുഞ്ചര കുഞ്ചര കംസ കല്യാണം കല്യാണം കംസ കുഞ്ചര കംസ കുഞ്ചര കുഞ്ചര കംസ കംസ കുഞ്ചര കേസരി കേസരി കുഞ്ചര കംസ കംസ കുഞ്ചര കേസരി കുഞ്ചര കേസരി കേസരി കുഞ്ചര കുഞ്ചര കേസരി കേസരീതി കേസരി കാളിന്ദി ജല ജല കാളിന്ദി കാളിന്ദി ജല കല്ലോല കല്ലോല ജല കാളിന്ദി കാളിന്ദി ജല കല്ലോല ജല കല്ലോല കല്ലോല ജല ജല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കോലാഹല കല്ലോല ജല ജല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കോലാഹല കല്ലോല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കുതൂഹലി കുതൂഹലി കോലാഹല കല്ലോല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കുതൂഹലി കോലാഹല കുതൂഹലി കുതൂഹലി കോലാഹല കോലാഹല കുതൂഹലി കുതൂഹലി തി കുതൂഹലി കൃഷ്ണ കരോതി കല്യാണം കംസ കുഞ്ചര കേസരി കാളിന്ദി ജല കല്ലോല കോലാഹല കുതൂഹലി ശ്രിയമേവരുന്ധേ ശ്രീദേവാതേ പുനർനിവേദ്യാഹ ക്ഷേമോ വൈ രാഷ്ട്രസ്യ ശീതോ വാതഃ ക്ഷേമമേവരുന്ധേ. ഹരിഃ ഓ.
To the one who is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. To the one who is neither being nor non-being. To the one who is the life force that sustains the entire universe. To the one who is the sacred thread by which the world, the other world, and all the beings are held together. To the one who inhabits the world but is still within and without it. To that great power, the mighty Shakti, I offer my most humble salutations. I seek his grace and blessings to commence the sixth day proceedings of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I have the pleasant duty of introducing the three speakers of today, Ms. Sneha J., Shri Vishnu Prasad Joshi, and Shri Sandeep Patnaik. Ms. Sneha J., who hails from Chennai, is a final year student of the MSc Biosciences program at the Anantapur campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. She joined the institute in the year 2009 for the BSc Bioscience Honours class. Her interests include sketching and athletics. She has also won district-level prizes for elocution competitions conducted by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations and the Vivekananda Vidyalayam. Ms. Sneha will be speaking to us on the topic, The Act of Life. The second speaker, Sri Vishnu Prasad Joshi, hails from the Bhajang district of Western Nepal. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan campus for BSc Honours Chemistry in the year 2010 and is currently in the first year of the MSc Chemistry program at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus of the institute. His interests include poetry writing, public speaking, yoga and drama script writing. The third speaker, Sri Sandeep Patnaik, has a long-standing affinity with the Satya Sai educational institutions. In 1994, he was admitted to the first standard of the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. He then went on to complete his undergraduate in chemistry from the Vrindavan campus and post-graduation in nanosciences and nanotechnology from the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. Presently, he is engaged in doctoral research on the topic Nanoformulations for Improved Therapeutic Efficacy of Non-Steroidal Anti-Inflammatory Drugs from the Department of Chemistry. I now invite the speakers to come to the podium to make the presentation in the order mentioned.
Humility and reverence, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai, and I pray to thee to speak through me. Sai Ram, and warm Dashara greetings to one and all. Once there was a boy who wanted to become a judo player, but as fate would have it, he lost his left arm in a car accident. After he recovered, he approached an old Japanese judo master to teach him the art. Being very impressed with the boy, the master agreed to do so. By the end of 3 months, the boy had learned only one move. He asked his master, "Sir, why did you teach me only one move?" His master replied, "That one move is all that you need to know." Several months passed. After a rigorous training, the boy was taken for his first match. Lo and behold, the boy won. The boy was taken for his second match. Again, he won. He faced a tough opponent in his third match. Yet, he won. Finally, the boy went for his final match. This time, he faced a stronger and a bigger opponent who almost overmatched his abilities. Looking at the boy's condition, the referee of the match called for a timeout, thinking that the boy might get hurt. But the master intervened and said no and asked the boy to continue with the match. The boy continued. During the match, his opponent made a mistake and the boy used his only move to pin down his opponent. The boy won. He became a champion. He approached his master once again and asked how he could succeed just by learning one move. His master replied, "Firstly, you almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in judo, and the only known defense for that move is to grab your left arm, and you do not have it. Secondly, it is your positive attitude which transformed your weakness into strength. Yet bhavam tat bhavati. Swami says, dust you think, dust you are. God you think, and God you are. It is our positive attitude and not our aptitude that determines our altitude. We often fill ourselves with doubts such as whether we are capable of doing Swami's work, whether we are worthy of doing Swami's work, whether we would ever get a chance to do Swami's work. This life is Lord's gift to us. Whatever job we undertake is assigned by Swami. So, what is required is a positive attitude and availability to carry out Swami's mission. Swami sees our attitude and availability for Him and not our ability. Attitude has two attributes. The first one is optimism and the second one is cheerfulness. Let us consider ourselves to be a lamp. Our mind is the wick and the oil is optimism. The more the oil would seep in through this wick, the more our intellect illumines. On the other hand, we have cheerfulness. If we consider ourselves to be a balloon, the air which fills our balloon is cheerfulness. The more air we fill, the more light we become. Swami is the oil in our lamp and air in our balloon. Is it not from Swami that we learn the lessons of optimism and cheerfulness? With positive attitude comes self-confidence. Swami says, a person without self-confidence cannot achieve victory in anything whatsoever. Swami gives us an analogy of a bird. When a bird sits on a small branch, the branch swings up and down because of the weight of the bird and also the breeze. But the bird is unperturbed. Even if the branch breaks, it does not upset the bird because the bird depends on its wings and not on the branch. The safety of the bird is ensured by its wings and not the branch. Even that small bird is very confident that Swami is there to protect it. We should always be confident that Swami is there to protect it, protect us just as the wings protect the bird. Swami always says, I protect you as the eyelids protect your eyes. I am reminded of an experience I had in the year 2010, my second year of undergraduate studies. All the Anandpur students had arrived to Puttaparthi to seek Bhagwan's blessings before the commencement of the academic year. It was a time when I learned that my mother was unwell. I wrote a letter to Swami and I prayed hard that Swami should accept my letter. On his first darshan round, Swami ignored me. I prayed harder to attract Swami towards me and my letter. Very surprisingly, Swami took a second round. This time, He came near me and pointed towards my letter. I rose to offer my letter to Him. When Swami came very close, I softly whispered in Swami's ears, Swami, please take care of my mother. Swami nodded affirmatively and blessed me. The next day, we started from Puttaparthi for Anandpur. Even after Swami's assurance, at least 100 times in a day, I would tell Swami to take care of my mother. One night, I had a dream. All the Anandpur students were seated on the darshan grounds and Swami's car came right in the middle. Swami got down from the car and beckoned me to go near Him. When I went near Swami, He placed His hands on my palms and started walking. Then He stopped, very sternly looked into my eyes and said, how many times to tell you that I will take care? Don't you trust me? When I woke up, I was stunned. I realized my mistake. It was only then that I developed confidence in Swami. We say we have faith in Swami and confidence in Swami. What is the distinction between faith in Swami and confidence in Him? Bhagwan says, faith in God means faith that He is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. Confidence in God means trust in the work, word and will of God. When we say we have self-confidence, it means we have confidence in Swami. There is no distinction between confidence in ourselves and confidence in Swami. With positive attitude and self-confidence comes teamwork. Teamwork means not only a coordination between groups of individuals, it also means togetherness with Swami. We belong to His team. As Swami always says, you and me make the best team. Being our team leader, He leads us onto the path of eternity. This is the act of life, attitude, confidence and teamwork. This life is nothing but a divine drama. There are many acts which make up our life. One such act is Gram Seva. Is it not in Gram Seva that we learn the importance of teamwork and also develop a positive attitude towards whatever task Swami assigns to us? Yet in another act is Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. This Yajna is conducted for the welfare of the world. When each one of us offer our actions, character and thoughts into the sacrificial fire, it gets purified and comes out in its elemental form. This elemental form is to be offered to Swami. In this divine drama of life, everyone has a role to play. It doesn't matter whether we are a little squirrel who helped Rama or Hanuman in the divine mission. It is not the significance of the role that is important, but how significantly we play our roles. This makes up the act of life. I would like to end my talk by quoting Bhagwan's words. The play is His. The role is His gift. The lines are written by Him. He directs, He decides the dress and the decorations, the gesture and the tone, the entry and the exit. We have to act well to receive His approbation when the curtain falls. We have to earn by efficiency and enthusiasm the right to play higher and higher roles. This is the meaning and purpose of life, the act of life. Dear Lord, what we are today is Your gift to us. What we become is our gift to You. Jai Saram.
Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Esteemed elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Before I begin, I request my brother to sing a few lines in praise of Divine Mother.
Sai. Swarupini Durgati Nashini Mangala Karini Jagat Paripalini Janani Dehi Sharanam Sinhavahini Dehi Sharanam Sai Narayani.
Navaratri is the time when we worship God in form of the Universal Mother. The Divine Mother assumes various forms to take care of her children. Two of them, Mother Durga and Mother Kali, are often depicted in ferocious form holding the weapons of destruction in her hand. Sometimes we fail to understand the inner significance of this form. The demons she destroys symbolize the animal qualities within us, like anger, pride, greed, and so on. We have seen this disciplining aspect of mother in our Bhagwan as well. Sometimes Swami would appear as if he is angry with us. He would not talk to us. He would not look at us. But then, that was his another form of love, to correct us. That was the time for us to reflect and contemplate how we could improve. This way, Swami always taught us discipline by source and not by force. As a result, we developed love for God rather than fear. In the year 2009, once I bumped into a tantric near New Delhi railway station. You know, tantrics are the people who do ritualistic worship to fulfill their particular desire. The tantric told me, if you give me certain amount of money, that he would perform a special worship on my behalf to Mother Kali, and that would solve all my problems. In turn, I asked him, why would Mother need my money? I believe that Mother responds to our love and our prayers more than anything else. At this, he got angry with me and tried to threaten me by telling, if you disobey me, Mother Kali will be angry with you and you will face dire consequences. What he did not know was that I come from a place where I have seen God face to face, having seen the most compassionate and loving form of Mother Sai, who can be afraid of God anymore. I told him, Maharaji, do you really think that Divine Mother will harm her children? And which child will be afraid of Mother? Seeing my conviction, he realized that he was trying to threaten a wrong person. Finally, he changed his strategy and told, I can see that you have a lot of love for your Divine Mother. Won't you offer some dakshina at her altar? Since he asked in name of Mother, I gave him some dakshina, not out of fear, but out of reverence and love. The love of Divine Mother is incomprehensible. How can we fathom the love of thousand mothers when we cannot gauge the depth of a single mother's affection for her child? Some time back, a documentary film was telecasted on Animal Planet, where a mother leopard had given birth to a small cub. One day, leaving her small cub in her cave, she goes out for hunting. When she reaches 2-3 kilometers away from her cave, suddenly a huge python enters the cave and starts attacking her cub. The mother, at this point, intuitively realizes that her cub is in danger and starts running towards the cave in lightning speed. But unfortunately, before she could reach the cave, the python had already swallowed her cub. When she saw that her cub was missing, she attacked the python and started hitting its head with her paw. The python realized that her fury is not going to come down until the mother sees her cub. Cleverly, the python vomited out her cub. As soon as the mother saw her cub, she became calm. Lovingly, she held the cub in her paw and started caressing it. But the cub did not show any movement. At this, she started making desperate attempts to bring her cub back to life. She started pulling its leg, opening its eyes, and shaking it so that it will come alive. But unfortunately, after half an hour of her effort, she realized that her cub was no more. With tears in her eyes, reluctantly, she dug a small pit next to her cave, buried the cub, covered it with leaves, and squatted on top of it for the rest of the day, and did not go out for hunting that day. At this point of time, the commentator, David Attenborough, known for his graphic description of animal instincts, tells, it is very difficult to describe how a mother feels in these kind of situations. Who can describe mother's love? How much trouble our mothers have undergone to bring us up? Do we try to reciprocate it? Are we at least grateful towards it? Grateful towards our mother? Last summer holiday, I was back home. I was talking with my friends. They were casually conversing about the birthdays. Somebody told me, Rajnikant's birthday is coming. He told me even the date, but I don't remember. But anyway, they were talking about the birthdays. So I casually asked one of them, by the way, when is your mother's birthday? Surprised by my question, he told, oh, I don't remember. You know, if it is birthday of a friend, Facebook sends me reminders. So and so has birthday this week. But since my mother is not on Facebook, how on earth am I to remember her birthday? If this trend continues, I'm afraid a day will come when children staying away from their parents will forget their mother's face if she's not on Facebook. Sisters and brothers, Swami says, and I quote, first and foremost, you should show gratitude towards your parents. Your blood, your food, your money, your head, all are gifts of your parents. Therefore, consider your parents as God and serve them. If you honor your mother, the mother of universe will protect you. Let me narrate you an incident, how Mother Sai assures us of her constant protection. My mother is a diabetic, but whenever she comes to Prasanthi Nilayam, she feels better. Once when she was here, she partook lot of rice and some sweets to add to it. At this, her sugar level rose beyond normal, and suddenly she had a blackout. The last thought before she fell unconscious was about me and my brother. She prayed to Swami, Swami, my two sons are studying in your college. Please take care of them. At this, Swami appeared in her vision, holding me and my brother by our shoulder. That was a great assurance to my mother that Swami will take care of us. Fortunately, one of our brother was passing by. He happened to see my mother falling unconscious. He immediately attended to her and brought her to us. We put some vibhuti in her mouth. After some time, she came back to her consciousness and told us about this incident. How selfless is a mother's heart. When she was herself losing her consciousness, all she could think was about us, her children. Mothers personify selflessness. And prayers of mothers are always answered by God. Swami often recollects the selfless and noble desires of Mother Isvarama. When she asked her little Satya to dig a small well to draw water for the small village of Puttaparthi, then Swami responded to this by providing water to millions of people. When she asked for a small dispensary, Swami built super specialty hospitals. And when she asked for a mere elementary school, Swami set up systems of education all over the world. And all this in response to a mother's selfless prayer. Sisters and brothers, can we ever pay back the debt that we owe to our mothers? Swami says, apart from Deha Mata, the mother who gave birth to us, Divine Mother also should be worshipped in four other forms: Go Mata, Bhu Mata, Desha Mata, and Veda Mata. First, Go Mata, Mother Cow. Once, a devotee from Bangalore wanted to set up Gausala to take care of the old cows which yield no more milk and thus are discarded by their owners. He approached Swami if Swami would give few old cows from Gokulam to start with. At this, what Swami responded is a lesson for all of us. Swami told, we will take care of the cows here itself. The cows have nourished us for several years, and now when they become old, it's our duty and responsibility to look after them. Will you forsake your mother when she becomes old and she cannot help you in your household work? At a time when children are sending their parents to old age home, telling that they do not have time to look after their own parents, here is Swami setting an example in front of the entire world. Another instance of his life as his message: love does not seek reward. Love is its own reward. Second, Bhumata, Mother Earth. I need not elaborate on the consequences that we are facing today on account of our over-exploitation of Mother Nature. The landslides, the floods, the pollution, the list is long. We have reached a stage where Mother Earth can protect us only if we protect her. Third, Desha Mata, Motherland. Praising the motherland, Swami would often start his discourse with the poem in Telugu. Khanda khandantara khyati narjinchina mahaniyulanu ganna matrubhumi. Swami says, motherland is not a lump of soil. For a country to prosper, all of its citizens should grow morally and spiritually. In this age of Kali, the students should rise up like lion cubs and restore peace and re-establish dharma. Dharma in individual, social and national life. Thus, to serve our motherland is our primary duty. And finally, speaking on Veda Mata, Swami, the Veda Purusha himself blesses the annual Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yagna. Swami says, it is only in this land of Bharata where the sacred fire of Yagna and Yaga is present. Thus, Bharata is the spiritual engine for the entire world. Bharatiya culture is not meant only for India. It is meant for entire world to show the path to divinity. Sisters and brothers, on this eve of Dasara, let us think for a moment what we can do to express our gratitude to all forms of Divine Mother. I am reminded of the gratitude program that we offered this March at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet. One of the brothers came to me and asked me if I would like to express my gratitude to Bhagwan in few words. And these are the words that sprang from my heart. How can I, to Mother Sai, express in mere words all that my heart keeps? How can I, to Mother Sai, express in mere words all that my heart keeps? Lips do not have heart, and the heart does not have lips. Alfaz e bayan e rahmat e sai, karpana hai muskil. Alfaz e bayan o rahmat e sai, karpana hai muskil. Na dil ki zubaan hoti hai, na zubaan ka hai dil. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram. With humility and love, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. As we culminate at the penultimate day of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, I just look back and I realize that the one underlying theme that has been highlighted by most of the speakers from this very podium over the past 1 week has been love. I choose not to digress from this divinely ordained theme, and in the next 15 minutes or so, I wish to take you all along the journey of love that I have been through since my childhood. In His love, we basked. For His grace, we craved. One glance at His bewitching form, and even lasting agonies withered away in a trifle. One word in that soft, husky tone of His, and seraphic marvels were carved out in our hearts. One pat on our cheek from those petal-like hands, and our spirits were raised to heights sublime. Love, they say, is formless, attributeless. Well, not always, for we have actually watched love walk the earth on 2 feet. If today someone was to ask me who Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba was, even before I say He is God, I would say He is love, for that is what describes Him the best. The human relationship closest to that pure, unsullied love is perhaps the love of our mother, which the previous speaker was mentioning. And it was therefore but spontaneous and natural that our hearts recognized our beloved Bhagwan as our divine mother, and we often called him Saima. The first school of a child, they say, is at the lap of its mother. We too grew up at the lap of our divine mother, and it is there that we learned the most important lessons for life in the simplest of manners. At that tender age, while the world would have taught us things like Baba Black Sheep and Ding Dong Bell, our Divine Mother initiated us into the Vedas. While children of our age would be fiddling around with toys, our Divine Mother captured our hearts, and we were busy competing with one another to sit in the front row and be close to him. Nothing to our credits though, for it was he who had captured our hearts and stolen our minds. And the way he captures hearts is something really unique and marvelous, and each of us would have our own stories to narrate. It was a few months after I had joined the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School for my first standard. One fine morning, it was the games hour, and as I went to the rack to pick up my shoes, I found my socks missing from the racks. I was sad and I reported this to my teacher. She, perhaps with a desire to instill the seeds of discipline into me, she reprimanded me for being careless, and as a punishment she said I wouldn't be allowed to play till I found my socks. It was another fine morning and we were seated in the Sai Kulwant Hall, and Swami came out of the interview room holding a polythene bag. And as he came near us, he started distributing the contents of the bag, and guess what the bag contained? Yes, it was socks. And the story did not end there. As he came near me, he very casually dropped two pairs on my lap and silently walked away. And that is so typical of him. He does the greatest of the great things and then walks away silently as if nothing ever happened. That day, I just wondered, that does giving a pair of socks to an insignificant 5-year-old even have to appear in the priority list of the Lord of the Universe? Then I realize that for the Mother Divine, every single creature of His creation is significant. And the Mother doesn't belittle even the silliest of the needs of her children. A student once asked Swami, "Swami, my faith in you shivers. Please grant me everlasting faith in you." Swami questioned him as to why he prayed thus, and the student replied that, "Swami, sometimes when I see you in your physical frame, my mind starts wondering as to why you do things the way you do, and my faith in you shivers." And then Swami very compassionately asked him, "Bangaru, do you love me?" He just nodded in affirmative. And then Swami said, "If you love me, it is enough. You need not have faith in me." I was very moved when I heard these words from Bhagwan, for it was just love that Bhagwan was hungry for. Everything else is tertiary, and it is love that is primary. One day, when I was studying in my 6th standard, one of our teachers was reading out the beautiful stories of Swami's childhood. And there came the episode where Bhagwan threw away his books and declared that he was the avatar who had come to redeem mankind. And perhaps the droplets of scientific reasoning and logic were already creating ripples in the still innocent mind of mine. I suddenly got a doubt. I looked at my benchmate sitting next to me and I asked him, "Swami studied in a remote village school, that too only till 8th class. Does he know to read English?" And the classmate next to me, he just said that obviously he's God, he knows everything. And the conversation ended there. A few days later, we were seated in the Sai Kulwant Hall and Swami came walking near us. There was a student next to me who was holding an open letter to Swami. It was a beautifully decorated piece of paper where he was inviting Swami to come to school. As Swami came near me, he loudly read out the contents of the letter, saying, "Swami, please come to school." And then, with the most mischievous smile, he said, "Eighth class mein chhod diya." And everybody around me laughed, but then I had tears in my eyes. Because for everyone else, it was just another joke from Swami. But for me, it was the greatest of the great truths revealed in the simplest of the simple manners. Three things that I learned from this incident that day. Firstly, if Swami was to know the innermost of my thoughts, how close would he be to me? I truly understood the meaning of the words when he says, "Intane ventane jentane unnanu." I am in you, with you, around you. Secondly, I realized that every word of Bhagwan is significant. For others, it may look like a joke, but for all we know, he'll be redeeming someone with those very words which appear as a joke to others. Thirdly, imagine that Bhagwan knows our innermost thoughts and words, and he knows all the gibberish and rubbish that goes on inside, and then he loves us with the same intensity. How compassionate, considerate, loving and forgiving is he? Dear sisters and brothers, today the situations may seem to have changed. The circumstances may seem different. But then, just because the sun, just because we cannot see the sun shine forth at night, we cannot say that the sun isn't there. When that sun, which shines forth resplendently all during the day, chooses to hide itself at night, it is the timid moon which takes up the task of reflecting its brilliance and lighting up the otherwise dark and desolate world. Today, as the sun of our lives has chosen to hide himself for whatever reasons, let us be like the moon and reflect his light, his love. Let us cleanse ourselves of ego, selfishness, and share the love which he has showered on us. The world today needs his love. And since Bhagwan has so abundantly showered that love on us, it is our duty to share that love with everyone around. Dearest Bhagwan, I know that you are sitting here and watching me talk today. But these human eyes, limited that they are, they cannot see you. But then I realize that aren't you the very light that we see by? We may not be able to hear you, but then I realize that aren't you the very sound that we hear by? We may not be able to understand you, but then aren't you the very truth that we live by. As I conclude, I just have a prayer to make. Dearest Swami, as puerile tender buds, we came to you. By the sunshine of your grace, we grew. And deep in our hearts, we knew that at every time of despair, you will always be there to care. And now, blossomed into flowers are we, fragrant with the love of Thee. Bless us, dear Lord, that we spread this fragrance of ours, which is the love of yours, far and wide, so that our lives become worthy of being touched by you. Thank you, Swami, for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you, everyone, for your patient listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Express my heartfelt appreciation and thanks to the speakers for sharing with us this evening their thought-provoking insights and experiences. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, truly it is only the love of our Bhagavan that binds us all together. I now pray to Bhagavan to bless us with his divine message. Bhagavan's discourse will be followed by bhajans and Mangal Aarti. Thank you, Sai Ram.
మనము ప్రత్యేకించినటువంటి భక్తులమని తాను దైవమని మనం భ్రమిస్తున్నాము. ఆ భేదాన్ని మనం దూరం చేసుకోవాలి.
We have differences that you are the devotee and the God is separate from you.
మానవులకు ఈ అర్షత్ వర్గముల చేత లభించేటువంటి యొక్క దుర్గుణములే ఇన్ని విధమైనటువంటి దురాచారములకు మూల కారణం.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద సిక్స్ వీక్నెసెస్ లేటెంట్ విత్ ఇన్ ద మ్యాన్ లైక్ యాంగర్ గ్రీడ్ అవరిస్ ఆర్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ బ్యాడ్ కాన్సెప్ట్.
పశువులకు ఉన్నాయి ఈ అర్షత్ వర్గాలు, మనిషికి ఉన్నాయి.
అండ్ దీస్ six weaknesses are present in animals also.
ఆ పశువుకు నీకు భేదం ఏమిటి?
What is the difference between animal and you?
పశువు పూజిస్తున్నాయి.
Animals partake.
పశువులు నిద్రిస్తున్నాయి.
And they also sleep.
పశువులు ఆకలి అనుభవిస్తున్నాయి.
And they too have hunger.
మనిషి నిద్రిస్తున్నాడు.
And sleeps.
మనిషి అనుభవిస్తున్నాడు.
And experience.
వానికి దీనికి ఉన్నటువంటి భేదం ఏమిటి?
What is the difference then between man and animal?
కాదు, ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ, అది మనిషికి ఉండేటువంటిది.
మ్యాన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ప్రజ్ఞాన స్పిరిచువల్ అవే.
ఆ ప్రజ్ఞానం అనేటువంటిది, వివేకం అనేటువంటిది ఉన్నప్పుడు వీడు ఏమాత్రమో దుఃఖించడు.
సో లాంగ్ దట్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రజ్ఞాన స్పిరిచువల్ అవేర్నెస్ ఇస్ విత్ యు,
అన్ని వచ్చినాయి పోతున్నాయి, పాసింగ్ క్లౌడ్స్.
All the rest they come and go, pass off like passing clouds.
ee passing clouds ni pattukoni manam enduku inta vicharinchali?
Why should we worry, brood over these passing clouds?
kadai poyinatvanti oka tattvanni manam pattukovali.
That which is changeless has got to be caught hold of.
adi e mana atma tattvamu.
That is your true self.
adi e mana chaitanya tattvamu.
That is our awareness.
adi e mana divyattvamu.
That is divinity.
adi e mana pavitramu.
That is sacred.
tan suchitva brahma vit brahmaiva bhavati.
Then once you experience the divinity, you experience the divinity. You turn into God.
కనుకని బ్రహ్మ విత్ బ్రహ్మ అయిపోతే మనకు మనమే చూసుకోవాలి.
You have to know and experience for yourself.
నిన్న చెప్పాను, మమై వాంసం జీవలోకే జీవభూత సనాతన.
Bhagavan said yesterday that you are the spark of the divine. You and God.
అందరి యందు ఉండినటువంటిదంతా కూడాను నా అంశమే అన్నారు.
In fact, the spark of the divine exists in everybody.
అది అంశం లోపల ఈ కనిపించేటువంటి దుఃఖములు, విచారములు, కష్టములు, కోపములు, ఇవన్నీ ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చాయి?
Then where from the apparent difficulties, troubles and problems have come?
ఇవన్నీ పశుత్వంతో కూడినటువంటి భావాలు మన హృదయంలో నింపుకున్నాము.
Our heart is full of bestial feelings.
ఈ పశుత్వంతో నింపుకున్నటువంటి భావాలు దూరం పంపించి,
you have to distance yourself from this animality.
కడిగి వేసేయి.
You just drive them out.
Run away from bad company.
Run away from the bad company.
Ah, satyamain nichamain bhavanu nu nimpuko.
Fill your heart with this eternal truth.
ఈ కప్పు లోపల జలం ఉంటుండాలి.
అండ్ దిస్ కప్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్.
ఈ జలం లోపల ఇంకో పాలు పోయాలంటే ఈ జలాన్ని పారబోయాలి.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఫిల్ ఇట్ విత్ మిల్క్ యూ హావ్ టు పోర్ అవుట్ ద వాటర్ ఆల్రెడీ ప్రెజెంట్ దేర్. అట్లా
లేకుండా జలం లోపల తిరిగి పాలు కూడా పోస్తే జలము పాలు రెండు వ్యర్థమైపోతాయి.
ఆన్ ద అదర్ హ్యాండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ జస్ట్ మిక్స్ మిల్క్ ఓవర్ దేర్
ఈ హృదయం రెండు కూడా నువ్వు దుర్మార్గమైనటువంటి భావాలంతా నింపుకున్నావు.
యువర్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వికెడ్నెస్ అండ్ క్రూయల్టీ.
అలాంటి దుర్మార్గమైన భావాలపై సన్మార్గం అనే విషయాన్ని నింపుకుంటే అది ఇది రెండు కూడా చెడిపోతుంది.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ యాడ్ నౌ విత్ ఆల్ ద క్రూయల్టీ వికెడ్నెస్ బిహైండ్ యూ కెనాట్ ఫిల్ ఇట్ అప్ విత్ శాంక్టిటీ.
ఏది కూడా నీకు చేయి చిక్కదు.
You cannot get it either.
కనుక నీవు చెడ్డను దూరం చేసి
సో డిస్టెన్స్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాడ్.
పవిత్రాన్ని నీవు నింపుకో.
Fill it up with sacred qualities.
అప్పుడు నీవు పవిత్రమైనటువంటి జీవిగా మారుతావు.
Then you will become a sacred being.
కనుక మనం పవిత్రులు కావాలనుకున్నప్పుడు
టు లీడ్ సేక్రెడ్
మన పాత్రను పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఇదిగా నిలుచుకోవాలి.
We should follow the sacred path to make our life sacred.
ఈ కేవలం ఒక ఎంప్టీగా పెట్టుకోవాలి.
And we should make this a sort of
హృదయము ఒక పవిత్రమైన ఇదిగా పెట్టుకున్నప్పుడు దాంట్లో అన్ని నింపుకోవచ్చు.
When once the heart is sacred, you can fill it up with all sacred thoughts.
మనం ఎన్ని సంపాదిస్తున్నాము?
We earn many.
ఎంత ధనం సంపాదిస్తున్నాము?
We earn lot of money.
ఎంత తిండిని సంపాదించుకుంటున్నాము?
So many.
కానీ ఇవన్నీ ఎక్కడ పోతున్నాయి?
What will happen to them?
ఎవరికి ఇస్తున్నాము?
To whom are you sharing? No.
కాబట్టికి ఎవరికి పెడతామో ఎవరికి పుచ్చుతామో.
Ultimately who will claim your property? Nobody
can. చేయాలంట పొట్ట నింపుకునే నిమిత్తమై ఎంతో మనం దక్షిణ సంపాదిస్తున్నాము.
To fill this little stomach you earn lakhs and lakhs of money.
ఈ సంపాదించినటువంటిదంతా కూడా కడుపు నింపుకుంటున్నామా?
In fact all the money that you earn will it help you to fill the stomach? No.
కనుకనే క్షణభంగురమైనటువంటి ఒక జీవితం కోసమని ఇన్ని అవస్థలకు గురి అవుతున్నాము.
ఫర్ దిస్ మొమెంటరీ లైఫ్ వీ ఫేస్ ఆల్ ద ట్రబుల్స్ అండ్ డిఫికల్టీస్.
మన దేహమే అనిత్యము.
ద బాడీ ఇస్ టెంపరరీ.
ఇదంతా ఒక వాటర్ బబుల్.
బాడీ ఈజ్ లైక్ వాటర్ బబుల్.
మైండ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ మ్యాడ్ మంకీ.
మైండ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ మ్యాడ్ మంకీ.
డోంట్ ఫాలో ది మైండ్.
డోంట్ ఫాలో ది బాడీ. Don't follow the mind, don't follow the body.
Follow the love, follow the conscience.
Follow your love, follow the conscience.
కనుకని నీవు నిజమైనటువంటి తత్వాన్ని ఫాలో చేసుకుంటున్నావు.
You should follow the reality.
ఇదియే మనం ఈనాడు చదువు లోపల నేర్చుకోవాల్సినటువంటి అంట.
This is the true form of education.
ఎన్నో చదువులు చదువుతున్నారు.
You study many.
చదువులు చదివి చదివి చావంగనేటికి చావు లేని చదువు చదువు.
At all we study and study ultimately die. We should study to be mortal.
ఈ చదువుల వల్ల మనకు లభించేటువంటి ఏంటి?
వాట్ ఆర్ ద రిజల్ట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్టడీ? సెక్యులర్
ఇది ప్రపంచంలో ఉండినంత వరకు పొట్ట నింపుకోవడానికి ఒక మార్గం అవుతుంది.
ది స్టడీస్ విల్ హెల్ప్ అస్ టు ఈక్ అవుట్ అవర్ లివింగ్.
చదువుకున్న వాడు పొట్ట నింపుకుంటున్నాడు, చదువులేని బెగ్గరు పొట్ట నింపుకుంటున్నాడు. పొట్ట నింపుకోవటం మా గొప్పది.
ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ పర్సన్ uneducated beggar also fill their stomachs.
పొట్టం నింపుకోవటం కాదు,
not simply to feed your belly.
మన హృదయాన్ని నింపుకోవాలి.
We should fill our hearts.
ఈ హృదయాన్ని మనం ప్రేమతో నింపుకోవాలి.
Fill your heart with love.
ఈ ప్రేమనే సర్వస్వాన్ని మనకు అందిస్తుంది.
And this love will help you to get the rest of them in the world.
హృదయాన్ని నింపుకోవడానికి నువ్వు ప్రయత్నించు.
Make every attempt trial to fill your heart.
అది ఏ కంపాషన్? హృదయం అనగా కంపాషన్.
హృదయ
దయతో నిండినటువంటిది.
హృదయ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్.
ఆ కంపాషన్ ప్రేమ చేత మనం నింపుకోవాలి.
కంపాషన్ ఇస్ లవ్ విచ్ హస్ గాట్ టు బి ఫిల్డ్.
ఏ క్షణం మనకు చిక్కినా కానీ దాన్ని వ్యర్థం చేయకూడదు.
నెవర్ వేస్ట్ ఈవెన్ ఎ మోమెంట్ ఆఫ్ టైం.
అప్పుడు ప్రేమని పెంచుకోవాలి.
అండ్ ప్రిజర్వ్ దట్ లవ్.
ఈ ప్రేమని ఈనాడు దూరం చేసి దీన్ని అపవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి కరెక్ట్ కాబట్టి ప్రేమను కూడా నిరాశగా మార్చుకుంటున్నావు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యూఆర్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ లవ్. యూ కన్వర్ట్ ఇట్, యూ డిస్టార్ట్ ఇట్. And ultimately
ఎవరికి ఎవరికి సంబంధం లేదు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ నో వన్ ఈజ్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ఎనీబడి.
ఎవరికి ఎవరికి సంబంధం?
హూ ఇస్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ఎనీబడి?
ఎవరికి ఎవరికి అనుబంధం?
వాట్ ఈస్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్?
లేనే లేదు,
నథింగ్.
ఈ సంబంధం అనుబంధం నీవే నీవు పెంచుకుంటున్నావు.
అటాచ్మెంట్స్ అండ్ రిలేషన్షిప్స్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మేకింగ్.
నీవు పెళ్లి కాకుండా ఎవరు నీవు భర్త?
ప్రయర్ టు యువర్ మ్యారేజ్ హూ ఇస్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్?
పెళ్లి అయిన తర్వాత ఎవరు నీకు భార్య?
And prior to that, who is your wife?
తిరిగి గతించిన తర్వాత ఎవరు నీకు భర్త?
After death, who is your husband?
ఎవరు నీకు భార్య?
And who is the wife?
రెండు లేవు.
No, both stages don't exist.
అందుకోసమని ఈ యొక్క కుటుంబం లోపల ఇవన్నీ పాసింగ్ క్లౌడ్స్ అన్నారు.
Therefore, in the family life, we should view them as passing clouds.
మధ్యలో వచ్చినాయి, మధ్యలో పోతున్నాయి.
They have come in between and also leave in between.
శాశ్వతమైనటువంటివి కానే కాదు.
They are not permanent.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా కదిలిపోయే మేఘములు వంటివి.
They are like passing clouds.
ఇలాంటి దీనికోసమై మనం తప్పించనక్కర్లేదు.
వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు వరీ ఫర్ దీస్ పాసింగ్ క్లౌడ్స్.
కనుక నీవు వరీ చేయవలసింది ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఫార్ షుడ్ వీ వరీ?
నీ ఆనందమునికై నీవు ప్రాకులాడాలి.
స్ట్రగుల్ వర్క్ టు బి
ప్రేమనే నీకు చిక్కాలి.
In fact, you should enjoy your love. And you should share this love
with everybody.
Man is not sharing his love with his fellow men. On the other hand, he is sharing his wickedness, cruelty, jealousy and anger. We are not sharing our love with the rest.
Deshamu, 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 deshamu.
There is hatred all the time. And this hatred is much worse than the
demon.
The demonic hatred is ever on the rise today and not the love. Even there is fraction of love within you, share it with others. That is your real duty. And do that duty properly. And then acquire that, reach that position. Students, all your studies,
subjects
belong to this world. Secular knowledge will help you to be happy in this world, and spiritual knowledge will help you to be blissful in the other world. That we have to develop. Then you will have that eternal bliss.
Vigna Vinashaka ಕಟುವಾನನ ಸೇಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಹೇ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ
ద్వారకమాయి ప్రశాంతి వసి శిరిడి సాయి ద్వారకమాయి ప్రశాంతి వసి
Thank you. Krishna Gopala Yadunandana. Krishna Gopala Yadunandana. Venu Vinodana Manamohana.
ಭಕ್ತ Sukhino bhavantu Om Shri Sai Ram. With the divine blessings of our most beloved Bhagwan, tomorrow morning we will be celebrating the Vijayadashami day, which marks the culmination of the week-long Vedapurusha Saptaha Gyana Yagnam in the Purnachandra Auditorium at Prashanti Nilayam, and also the conclusion of the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva, a 9-day unique offering from Prashanti Nilayam, which is an expression of the dictum, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. Tomorrow's morning session will be held in Purnachandra Hall, where the Purnahuti of the Yagnam will be held at around 9:30 a.m. After the Purnahuti, we will receive the Samprokshanam of the Yagna Jalam, which will be followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall. Tomorrow's Grama Seva will be held inside the Prashanti Nilayam Ashram premises for all the permanent residents of the ashram. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Purnachandra Auditorium, we'll have the final day of the Harikatha titled Sri Satya Sai Avatara Vaibhavam Sai Bhagavatam. Tomorrow evening at 4:40 p.m. after the regular Vedam chanting in Sai Kulwant Hall, the final day of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha will commence with the invocatory Vedic chants by the students of the Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, Prashanti Nilayam. This will be followed by a talk by Professor Kamaraju Anil Kumar, translator of Bhagwan's Divine Discourse and former faculty member, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. His talk will be followed by Bhagwan's Divine Discourse. We'll then have a musical offering at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet, a Shehnai presentation by Pandit Satish Prakash Kumar and his fellow musicians. Pandit Satish Prakash Kumar is the direct disciple of Ustad Bismillah Khan, the legendary Shehnai exponent. The Shehnai presentation is titled Shehnai Ki Gunjan Sai Ke Naam. The evening program will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divya Anugraha Asisulato. Repu Udayam Parama Pavitramaina Vijayadashami Parvadinana Prashanti Nilayamunandu Atyanta Vaibhavanga 7 Rojala Patu Purnachandra Sabha Mandapamlo Nirvahinchabadina Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam Mariyu Manava Sevaye Madhava Seva Anu Divya Suktini Adharanga Chesukoni 9 Rojala Patu Atyanta Ghananga Nirvahinchabadina Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva Repu Samaptamavutayi. Repati Grama Seva Prashanti Nilayamlo Sthiranivasam Unna Bhaktula Gruhamalo Vadda Nirvahinchabadunu. Pavitra Yajnam Yokka Purnahuti Sumaru 9 Gantala 30 Nimishamulaku Purnachandra Sabha Mandapamunandu Nirvahimpabadunu. Purnahuti Anantaram Pavitra Yajnajalam Yokka Samprokshanam Jaruganu. Aapai Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapamlo Swamivari Divya Darshanam Konasaganu. Repu Madhyanam 3 Gantalaku Purnachandra Halunandu Satya Sai Avatara Vaibhavam Sai Bhagavatam Harikatha Yokka Akari Roju Karyakramam Nirvahimpabadunu. Repu Sayankalam Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapamlo Nitya Veda Parayana Anantaram 4 Gantala 40 Nimishamulaku Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha Yokka Akari Roju Karyakramam Prashanti Nilayam Satya Sai Mirpuri Sangeeta Kalashala Vidyarthula Veda Patanamto Prarambham Avutundi. Anantaram Satya Sai Bhagavanini Divya Upanyasala Angla Anuvadakulu Sri Satya Sai Unnata Vidya Samsthala Purva Adhyapakulu Professor Kamaraju Anil Kumar Garu Tama Prasangani Swamivarik Samarpistaru. Tadupari Swamivaru Manni Aashirvadistu Tama Divya Upanyasanni Manaku Andistaru. Karyakramanni Konasagistu Pandit Satish Prakash Kumar Tama Vadya Brindamto Shehnai Ki Gunjan Sai Ke Naam Ane Shehnai Vadya Karyakramanni స్వామివారి దివ్య పాదాల చెంత సమర్పిస్తారు. పండిట్ సతీష్ గారు ప్రఖ్యాత షేనాయి కళాకారులు ఉస్తాద్ బిస్మిల్లా ఖాన్ యొక్క శిష్యులు కావడం విశేషం. రేపటి సాయంకాలం కార్యక్రమం భజన మరియు మంగళహారతితో సమాప్తం. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.
ఐ నౌ ఇన్వైట్ ది ఆల్ ఇండియా ప్రెసిడెంట్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ శ్రీ వి శ్రీనివాసన్ టు మేక్ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అనౌన్స్మెంట్.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan on this most auspicious day. 2 days before, I stood before you making the announcement of the threat of a severe super cyclone which was to hit Srikakulam and parts of Odisha. I stand before you today by Bhagwan's grace to give you an update of the position and to share with you the news of Bhagwan's love and compassion. This super cyclone called Phailin was heading for the Orissa border, for the Orissa coast, and it has traveling at a speed of 300 kilometers per hour. As it approached the Gopalpur coast, inexplicably, it suddenly stopped 35 kilometers away from that coast and stood still for more than an hour and a half. This announcement was made by the director of the Indian Meteorological Department. And when he was asked as to why this storm stopped, his only answer was, there are many things we do not understand and which we cannot explain. During this halt, considerable amount of energy of that cyclone got dissipated. And when it crossed the sea coast, it attacked at a speed of only 200 kilometers. At midnight, the meteorological department announced that this is no longer a super cyclone, it is just an ordinary cyclone. At 2:30 p.m. today, the announcement came from the department. The cyclonic storm Phailin's speed has now reduced to 20 kilometers per hour. It will move northwards and weaken into a deep depression. Our state president of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, who have been in constant touch with me, they reported that in Vishakhapatnam, and this was corroborated by news reports, that there was no impact of this cyclone on Vishakhapatnam. And in Srikakulam and Ichapuram, there is only heavy rain, but no damage. In fact, our Andhra Pradesh Sevadal disaster management team is now moving to Orissa to help our brothers and sisters there in relief operations. The television networks last night featured our Sevadal on active duty, and it was reported that the Satya Sai Seva organization is the first organization to move into relief work. Our disaster management team in Odisha, which consists of trained Sevadal, are fully active in their relief operations. All this is only due to the compassion of our Lord. He has listened to the prayers of all the Sai devotees, not only here, not only in India, but who, after being informed through Radio Sai all over the world, join collectively in prayers to our beloved Bhagavan. As we heard the other day, that for those whom there is nobody, Bhagwan Baba is always there. Jai Sai Ram.